It's the Sunday Grill. You're listening to Beat, and let's talk underwear. Knickers, in fact, because according to the Daily Star, almost 40% of women claim they own a pair of underwear that they believe brings them good luck. So we're going to talk to Sandra Power from the Ladies Slip in Tremor, because she's an expert when it comes to knickers, aren't you, Sandra?
Well, you suppose you could say that.
Now, Sandra, I see you all the time on social media talking about and giving great advice about great how to make your bra fit you so that it does everything it's meant to do, give you support and give you a better shape, etc., etc. Never see you talk about knickers.
Yeah, I suppose I suppose as a nation, we're probably still a little bit kind of demure about that kind of thing. I mean, obviously, we do talk knickers in the shop, and I will often show some really nice sets and things.
And would so people come in and buy a set, or would it be mostly a bra they're looking
absolutely.
For? Oh, they would. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. But you see, that's kind of, we have this in the shop a lot where it's kind of camp, you need the set, or camp, oh, no, Jesus, the bra is grand.
Oh, okay. And which camp are you?
Firmly in the matching set camp. And
okay.
Always have been.
And why is
but
that?
But I also, you see, confidence comes from the very first thing you put on.
Okay.
The first thing you put on is your bra and your knickers.
Mm-hmm.
For me, putting on a matching set, I am like somebody that has my stuff together. I don't.
No wonder I don't have my stuff together. And tell me, Sandra, do you have a pair of lucky knickers yourself?
I can't say I have lucky knickers.
Do you favourite knickers?
I have a theory on this.
Okay.
Because I'm a firm believer you put on something really nice, and not just your underwear, but bearing in mind your underwear is the closest thing to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing you're putting on. You know yourself when you put on something that you love or something that you feel really good in.
Yes.
You get that little boost of confidence.
Uh-huh.
So you have your lucky knickers. Chances are they're the knickers that you put on that you feel, I love these. These look great. Mm-hmm. They feel great.
Good
I
point.
Love them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get your little confidence boost. When you have your little confidence boost, you're going to go that little step further. You're going to feel a bit better in yourself. And chances are you're going to have a better day because you've started it the right way.
Yes, it's like manifesting.
There you go. So the good things happen. It's a cycle.
Ah.
You say that happened because I was wearing my lucky knickers.
Lucky knickers. And tell me,
yeah?
Knickers, we're not really a thong nation, are we?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
No, you'd be surprised.
It's a young
yeah,
woman's game, yeah. I think, a thong.
No, I disagree.
Really?
I think it's very much, again, it's a shape thing. It's a comfort thing for some women. They much prefer the finish that a thong gives them under clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's, they wouldn't be the best selling style in my shop, but we do sell a lot of them.
And when it comes to sets then, Sandra,
yes.
Can you choose the style of knicker you want in that set? Or is you can?
Yeah. Most,
so if you wanted a
most
thong.
Most of the sets will come with a couple of different options.
Okay.
So what I'm finding more popular at the moment are Brazilians rather
What's
than
that?
A thong.
What's that?
It's like a kind of, it's got slightly more coverage in the back.
You
so
see it in the bikini a
little bit. A
bit.
More coverage in the bum. Yeah, they're
yes.
fab.
Yes,
yeah,
they are lovely.
And they suit most shapes as well.
Okay, I'm a high-waisted girl. You just like...
Really?
Yeah, I like a big knicker.
And I feel like I look like Winnie the Pooh then, you see, when I put on something really high-waisted.
See, I don't care
they don't.
What I look
and
like. Like, what does that matter?
Yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. But you see, the thing is... You're looking, and we recently did a campaign there for Valentine's, and it's written on the mirrors in my shop. This is who you're wearing it for. So
yes.
It's all about what you put on. You're not putting it on for the male gaze. You're
nope.
not putting it on for anybody else. You're putting it on for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So getting, you know, like I am a firm believer that everybody should have a red bra. And I don't know if you've seen this, but a red bra works really well under white clothing.
Okay.
Yeah. But we are a nation of red. Mm. Oh, Jesus, no, I wouldn't wear a red.
The connotations.
Yeah. Whereas it's one of the most empowering colours that you can
yes.
put on. And if you look at our European counterparts, the likes of the Spanish and the French, you can be guaranteed there is not a French woman that does not have a red bra.
Okay, that's interesting, actually. So it's a confidence thing and a manifesting definitely. The lucky knickers and lucky bras 100%. As well. Sure.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, a lucky bra is one that you get fitted properly for, Orla, because that does all of the work for you. Now, everything changes.
Totally. And have a look at the Lady Slip Lingerie's Instagram, because the change in some of your videos that you have up in people's shape because of a good fitted bra, it's astounding. That is the Lady Slip Lingerie. They're based in Tremor in County Waterford. If you're from the area, you'll know why they're called the Lady Slip. And Sandra is the owner. And thanks a million for joining me to talk about knickers.
No problem at all, Orla. Anytime.